So good morning everybody, we're going to start today a new simon, simon Chavdalad in Kippur Baruch, which takes us to a new section in Hilchos Bris HaTorah, where we're going to look at the halachot of the Sefer Torah, which contains a mistake found in the Sefer Torah. Now basically, the Kippur Baruch is going to divide this discussion into two sections, just to give us a sort of framework of what's going to happen here. There's really two things that have to be defined. There's one thing. What is a mistake? What problem in the Sefer Torah is called a mistake that requires you to take out a new Sefer Torah? And what problems with the Sefer Torah are maybe, well, it's not supposed to be that way, but they don't require you to take out a new Sefer Torah when you discover such a mistake. That's one side of what sort of mistakes or the type of mistakes that require you to take out a new Sefer Torah. That's one area of discussion. The other area of discussion is what is the procedure to be followed when you find a mistake? Let's say, having established what mistakes are problematic and require you to take out a new Sefer Torah, what is the procedure to be followed if you discover it from the beginning? During an aliyah, between aliyahs, beginning of the aliyah, the end of the aliyah, you have a true psukim, you have a true psukim, so on and so forth. What is the procedure to be followed when you discover this, when you discover a mistake? Take care. So those are the two sections. He's going to first deal with the first 6-7 sikhim or so. He's going to deal with what sort of mistakes are an issue, what sort of mistakes are not an issue. It's going to give us opportunities to look at some of the halakhos of Sefer Torah in general. So let's start learning over the first few sikhim. I haven't got so much to add to these points. Let's learn it over and see where it takes us. So, Sif Aleph. Im nimtza b'Sefer Torah psul machdat tos. If mistake is discovered in a Sefer Torah, im tos gomur, if it is what we call a complete mistake, in korimah, you kind of use it to read, but tzrichim Sefer Torah achim, you need to get out a fresh Sefer Torah. Now, ezehu tos gomur, what problems are a complete tos? Kegon, yoseh yeter beichoseh, there's an extra letter, missing a letter. Oyez chali apilu uis echot. Or it's not an extra letter, but it's a wrong letter. Instead of letter such and such, there's letter such and such. We're going to see not every change in letter could always be a complete problem. Not supposed to be that way, but it won't be a source to take out a new Sefer Torah. What would be the extra letter which does? Something which changes the way you read the word. Come on, tumin toim, twins, the word for twins in the Torah is sometimes written Toimim, and some have written Toimim with an Aleph. Now there's no sharp difference between those two words, at least on the simple level of sharp. There's no lachimim, it still means twin, makes no difference. But the way you read the word is different. It's Toimim or Toimim. A letter which makes a difference to the way you read is a lack of soul to take out and you say the Torah.
It's interesting,
yeah. Yeah, so that would give us no understanding of why every letter is significant. Even though it doesn't seem to make any difference to Pshat, because there's other deeper levels which maybe would, you know, make that commendable. Migrish Shehen, Migrish Shehem, again, Abal Pisha Pirush Mishaveh, and Nun at the end or a Mem at the end, it's the same thing. The Kalmok and Kimisha Kriya in the Shaveh, since it doesn't read the same, have been told wrong. That is called a complete mistake for which one needs to take out and use Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah. The Hey, similarly, in Hatos to the Inyan, she is holding the Kroisoi, Moshe Ratoris de Kosek. One could read it, depending where you, how you would put the Nakudas, you could read it the correct way, if you would put in it the right Nakudas. Ela She Kosab, the Inyan Shemishtana Hapirish Alideze. But the way it's written would change the Pirish. What do we mean? Kagom. The parashas Truma, Ava Vachitzi Roch Boy. It's written about one of the Caleb of Mikdash. Ava Vachitzi Roch Boy. Its width is an Ava Vachitzi Roch Boy. In B'mokim Roch Boy, Nimsa Tosuv Roch Boy. Now instead of the word Roch Boy, with a vav at the end, it says Roch Boy with a hen. Ava Pishe Choydin Nikroises Abeis B'choydin. Now you could say that word is still readable in the right manner. You do sometimes find such a thing. It's got a hay at the end, but you put before the hay a point on the dot. So you can say it's still read it that way, it doesn't actually read wrongly. Because often, Kimish has shared the crossings, have been told Chenishtana Hapirish. Since the way it is written, if you would read that way, the standard way of reading it, that is something that changes the picture. Because if it changes it from a Lashon Zakar to a Lashon Nekevah. Havi Gamke Tos Rav. That too is considered a complete Tos. So even though it is readable the right way, but since it's not the standard way of reading it, and the standard way of reading it would make enough committed to the Pirush, that's also called Tos Rav. So, what types of Tobias in added and taken away letters would not be called a Tolos Gomel? There's really only one area which is not called a Tolos Gomel. But in our Tolos, with the Indian She'en and Mishtan, this type of Tolos would probably never spot. If you're a Chris, I'm sorry, this type of Tolos, you'd be very unlikely to spot it, unless you're really bucky in the exact wording and lettering of the Sefer Torah. It's the Indian She'en and Mishtan. It doesn't make any difference. Lo yakriya, not the way you read it, but lo yakpirush, and not to the explanation of the word. Kagon, what would that be? The Mokim She'etoris Leos Avoisom. Let's say the word Avoisom, their fathers, which is sometimes written with a Vav Achah base, sometimes written Molly, with a full Vav, with a Vav after the base, Avoisom with a Vav. Nipsa Beloy Vav, it was supposed to be Molly, you found it without a Vav. Now that word is standardly written sometimes with a Vav, sometimes without a Vav. It's what we call a Ksiva Molly and a Ksiva Chosev. Sometimes written Molly, sometimes written Chosev. So it doesn't change, not the way you read it, and not the Pirush. Nipsa Beloy Vav Oideikah, all the other way around. It was supposed to be without a Vav and you found it with a Vav. The chain in the mokoi, shetzorah liyos molly yud shamoshis. Sometimes you have a yud for the reading of the word. Kegoyin aviseichem. Aviseichem with a yud in the middle. Nimsa chosay yud. You find it without a yud. Over here, or the opposite way. That's what I say. You'd be unlikely to notice this pulse in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Because the word reads the same, it means the same. So it's a question of sometimes we write it molly, sometimes we write it chosay, in accordance with what we call our masoira. But with the Kabbalah that we have exactly where it should be Mali, where it should be Chosev, the Chayim Chosev, Yod Sibol Zeh, A, Moitzir, Sefer Torah, Acheres. We don't take out another Sefer Torah, something like that. Lafi, She'ein Sefer Torah Shalom, Mutu Yokim Kol Kach, Shalom Meshah Acheh Yeh Yod Sefer Kosheh. Meaning there are questions on the exact way of these Dikzukim. Some people have slightly different Masorah, some are Makoris that say some parts should be slightly different, the extras, the missing videos, on these very small details there are different Kabbalahs, and therefore you can't guarantee that the other Sefer Torah is better. So there's no point in taking out another Torah. Avon in Chaseri, Yud Sharoshis.
Does that mean that this
I just want to stress something. No, does not mean that. Yeah, I should have made that more clear. Yeah, does not mean that you continue to use it. But for sure, all the Sefer Torah have to be in accordance with the standard Masorah that we have in the Ordeinu. There's a standard Masorah that it is, and that's how they should all be. And it should be fixed up. But if it's found in the midst of Kriyas HaTorah, you won't stop the Kriya to take out the threshold. That's all we're saying. You'll finish the Kriyas HaTorah as normal. Next time, you'll send it to be fixed. Next time, you'll have it fixed by then, you'll take out another Sefer Torah for the other next time. But if it's missing a yud, where the yud is part of the shorosh, you have to be good at grammar to cut this one out. Don't be afraid. Where after the top there, you'll see it's written a yud. Now that yud is not similar to the yud in the previous example, like the example of Aliseichem, where there was an extra yud, which is not part of the shorosh of the words, it just helps the reading. It's like a way of writing the same. You put a yud in it, you can see that it's got the A sound. But here, the yud interior is part of the root. The word means don't be afraid, where the root of the word is yori, yud reish aleph. So that yud is a very basic and important yud, it's part of the root. Ksiv tiri below yud achar tov, where it's written there without a yud, or al tira avro, ksiv tira, without a yud. But even though you could read it the same, you could just say, well, it's got a chirik on the top, it goes e. So it really reads basically the same. No, Sreikam don't say it Torah Ache, because that yud is not a sort of extra yud, it's not a yud that just helps the sound, helps the reading. It is part of the very basic makeup of the world. So it's a very simple sort of summary of all these different cases. The only real case where you're not going to take out the fresh Sefer Torah because of a change in letters is only letters which have to do with what we would call Chosner and Yesed. A full or less full way of writing the same word, where the word basically reads the same, means the same. You just sometimes find it written Molly and sometimes find it written Chosner.
Well, I'm sorry, it's the matter. I mean, Yeah.
Yeah.
The person now is you're using the word enough. You can read it to say.
Yeah, it's unlikely that you would spot fish again.
Yeah.
But having just stumbled on the side, when we check the status over for after it's been written, now it's become so common to send it for computer checks. Why? Because these things, things like this, are very, very hard to spot. If you made such a mistake, the mothership reads the same, it looks the same.
Right.
Well, like in previous stories, like mothership healing, who were blocky and were able to spot these types of things. But most average people, especially people who are accustomed to reading it,
in how
they found it much more commonly. They didn't have the computer checks that we have nowadays. It's these types of things that the computer check helps for. Okay, so that's the first piece on the topic of extra letters, extra words. That's that topic. Now it's a new place. What about the positioning? The positioning of the words, spaces, and so on and so forth. Nimsoteva atas haluka. If you have a word which has been split into two, in other words, the letters, somewhere in the word, those letters are not close enough to one another, there's a gap. Ad sheniris kishnayim. The average person who reads it looks like two words, really meant one word, it looks like two. Oishnit karbu shtei tevos, or the opposite problem, two words that are close to one another, veniris kachas, and look like one, really meant to be two, and they look like one, the timoik to the average child, they speak a little later about those halachas. However, we're not sure how to weigh something up. There are occasions when we bring in the average child to see how they would read it. So again, if two words are made into one, or one word made into two, Oish and Ninsa Teva Yisera, or there's Vesara, extra word. Benchi Teva's Vara, well, this word is just Shaykhan Makrib, it's not a word, it's not supposed to be at all. Benchi Nechtava Teva Akas Skula, or what happens sometimes a little more commonly, is an extra word, a word that's written twice. The slave made a mistake, he didn't realize that he's written there already, it happens sometimes. So we always come and we're writing for ourselves, so we're typing, it often happens, you just do the same word twice, and whatever you're up to. The same thing over here. Those things are all we're going to see a Tol's Gomor, and you have to take out a new Sefer Torah. So it's interesting also to know that an extra word, a doubled word, is also hard to spot. People very easily just read over and their eyes like skip it. The chain, and this is also something which many people would not be bothered to spot, it means a shilui, but suris a parshias, if the parshias are found to be wrong. Kagoi, what do we mean the parshias are found to be wrong? Sukha the rock and stuma. Now we know that there's these gaps in the parshias, so sometimes you have a tsukha, it's meant to be an open gap until the end of the line. And you have an open one in a place where there's meant to be a gap which is closed with words on either side. Or the other way around, school mock of sukha, or you have to crunch your mock of shit in sorit, or a place where there's not supposed to be any gap, and there is a gap. Or you mock of shit sorit, or you have to crunch your, or a place where there is meant to be a gap, and there's no gap. Called Abel, Surin, Gemur. All these things are full gone, sorry for it, take the Torah after. You have to take out another Sefer Torah. Again, you'd probably be unlikely to spot this in the middle of the Kriya, maybe a Balkoria who's rogging. Might find it.
The last word of a statement.
Well, that's like a stickle's bar pepper. There's really like two types of problems in this case. You can have some problems that develop over time. So that could happen to things that rub or scratch or whatever.
It
was a common thing to find.
It was common, but I mean, it was from time to time.
Yeah, it wasn't like.
It wasn't every week, it was every few months. Because they had a lot of these different channels, they were old, they came from Europe, they weren't from Europe, they came from Europe, and they wanted to deteriorate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think definitely there's no question that with technology and also other things we have now, the quality of material and stuff that we have available to us nowadays is much better than it was.
Is that not true? There was only really one or two that were really used by how we arrived. That was the universal principle. You want to the rest of the outside the terror, that already in the soul.
Yeah, that's something else. The same terror is not used regularly every week. Yeah. Therefore, we think complacently.
But we know what the problem is.
Yeah.
You can't hear, even if you don't find
Sefer
Torah, you have to read it. It's just
frequencies for yourself. Right, you're supposed to.
For
sake. Yeah, keep it
free. So if you careful, it's very interesting that Abraham right now was having. If you're not from Abraham, you have kept Sefer Torah, do you have any responsibility to open it?
Just as for the looking out of the
Sefer Torah. You're destroying it by your own. It should be.